The crew were waiting impatiently for orders from their leader. The latter, after carefully observing the animal, called for his engineer. The engineer raced over.
"Sir," the commander said, "are you up to pressure?"
"Aye, sir," the engineer replied.
"Fine. Stoke your furnaces and clap on full steam."
Three cheers greeted this order. The hour of battle had sounded. A few moments later, the frigate's two funnels vomited torrents of black smoke, and its deck quaked from the trembling of its boilers. Driven forward by its powerful propeller, the Abraham Lincoln headed straight for the animal. Unconcerned, the latter let us come within a half a cable length. Then, not bothering to dive, it got up a little speed, retreated, and was content to keep its distance. The chase dragged on for three-quarters of an hour without the frigate gaining 2 fathoms on the cetacean. At this rate, it was obvious that we were never going to catch up with it.